Over the next few months, we'll speak with past winners to mark the Pulitzer centennial. This week, we interviewed Annette Gordon-Reed. She won the Pulitzer Prize in 2009 for The Hemingses of Monticello. She has a new book, Most Blessed of the Patriarchs, Thomas Jefferson and the Empire of the Imagination, which digs into Jefferson's mind and his contradictions.
I think to ask the question, how could someone who was a slave owner write the Declaration of Independence? You know, how could he own slaves when he did this other thing? How could he know that slavery was wrong? I mean, that's a problem for us. But there were many, many, many more people who didn't think that slavery was wrong. I mean, the real question is, how did somebody who grew up the way he grew up, I mean, the story we tell and, you know, of him, his first memory of being handed up on a pillow,
yeah,
to an enslaved person, this institution bounded his life, and yet he thought that it was wrong.